tonight, that would be our prayer. And our way to live. We choose a life. As I was thinking about it, when Brother Mike contacted me and asked me about preaching tonight, I started thinking about it, praying about it, and then a couple of days later, the Lord gave me a thought, and it's been a couple of weeks, so sometimes the Lord changes His mind and changes our mind. I didn't know if He was going to or not, but He didn't, and tonight it won't be anything brand new. If I come to you something new, you can tell it's of me and not the Word, because the Word is not new. You've heard every message that ever going to be preached. Brother Billy preached three nights, and he preached enough Bible to save the world. You know, so, and my preaching is not going to be much different than him as far as the Word. It better not be, we'll put it that way. But I thank you tonight, and I appreciate you so much for being here, and pray for me. And again, it's just an honor to be here, in Sandy Point Church, where this church has always been a light. You know, it's always been a beacon in our community. It's always been here. My mother was saved here. My grandparents were saved here. Most of my families prior to that were saved here, you know, and it's just always been a part of our life and the community, and it shines, and it still shines bright for the Lord. So we're glad for that tonight. We're glad that tradition hangs on. That's a good tradition. You know, some of them are bad, but that's a good tradition. That's a good something to hold on to. Tonight I want you to pray for me. And if you're not saved tonight, and I don't know what's in anybody's heart, if there's someone here that's not saved, the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. You know, we don't need to wait. If you feel a tug on your heartstring or a small, still voice speaking to your heart, drawing you to an altar of repentance, that's the time to move and come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And you can. People will not stand before God with any kind of excuse that they didn't have an opportunity to be saved. I'm going to share two scriptures with you before I really get into the thought. Romans 12 and 3. I wrote those down where I wouldn't have to turn to them, okay? For I say through the grace given me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So when God made man, he put just a measure of faith in every man so that if he believed, if he would exercise that faith, he could be saved. So if you're lost and not saved, if you don't know Jesus Christ, then you can be, because there's enough faith in you. But you have to also have ears listening to the Word of God, and that Word of God will convict your heart. That's why the Word has to be preached with conviction tonight, and it brings about condemnation to people that are lost. So maybe many people are hearing today, you know, soft-spoken stuff that don't condemn them. The Word of God condemns when it's with power from God. And then there's another verse I want to share with you, because people say, well, but no one will stand before God and be cast into hell without having a chance to have been saved. Because in Titus 2:11 it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. So if you're here tonight and you have never been saved, and you hear that voice speaking to you, know that you can be. And then, if a person, it's your choice then. That's our thought for tonight. It's your choice. You have to make a choice. See, God puts everything out there for you. He's already sent His Son to die for you. He sent the Word down where you could read it, study and pray. He's asked people to preach for you and to you. And you've heard the Word. And now it's up to you. If I could save you, I would. But see, I can't save you. No one can save anyone else. It takes turning it over to the Lord. Listen to what we have to do. I want to read to you out of Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter. And you, again, you'd be much in prayer for me. Beginning with the 11th verse, and I read a lot of Bible, okay? I read because I can't quote. And I don't want to misquote. I wouldn't say anything wrong to you from the Word of God. And say, sometimes I'll give my opinion or what I think, but this is going to be the Word of God. The 11th verse of the 30th chapter of Deuteronomy, and this is Moses writing Deuteronomy, and Israel, you know, had kind of failed God, and he was bringing the Word to him, and there was a commandment he gave him. Let me go ahead and read, okay? For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou should say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it down to us, that we may hear it and do it. So it wasn't out of their reach. Listen to that. Salvation is not out of your reach. It's not out of your reach. God, Jesus stands with arms outstretched. His ear is not heavy, he can't hear. His hand is not short that he can't save. So it's not out of check. Anybody listening on whatever they're listening to, Facebook, wherever you're at, if you're not saved, let me tell you this. Jesus died for you so that you can make heaven your home someday. And you don't have to die not knowing him. And that's awful to think about someone not making heaven their home, and the only other option would be hell. And we sure won't escape that place, and there's not but one way, and that's through Jesus Christ, God's Son. But then, go ahead and read. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldst say, who shall go in over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is not very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. So see, there's the choice. There's their choice. The word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's close to you. You don't have to go nowhere to find it. It's right at hand. So now it's up to you to make the move that God has already put there for you. If you'll just accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, then you can find salvation. And it's there. It's not anybody else's choice. It's yours for your own self. That's why salvation is personal. I was saved when I was 13 years old. Daddy couldn't save me. Mama couldn't save me. They prayed for me. And you know what? Until I was 12 years old, I believe until I was 12 years old, I was under this ark of safety because I didn't know what lost was. Till one day down here in a fall revival, during the day revival, my mama come up to me, and I was 12 years old, and said, do you think you need to go to the altar? And I thought, Mama, you're crazy. I've been to church all my life. But from 12-year-old till 13-year-old, buddy, I was miserable. From that time on, I was lost. And I knew if I died in that condition, I was going to go to hell. And I finally was saved when I was 13-year-old. And I'll never forget that time or that place. But he was there all the time. You know, it wasn't far from me any time. I just was rebellious like people will be. And I was just 13-year-old. I mean, I don't think I was a bad kid, to be honest with you. But I had to be saved. Now, you might think, well, I've not ever done anything. I'm not a bad person. That's not got a thing to do with it. We're lost because we haven't accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. And that's where we'll find hope. That's where we'll find peace. That's where we'll find contentment and joy and know what we need to do, even in this life. That's how we'll be happy in this world. People can't understand how we can be happy in the world we live in today, what everything going on. But we can. We can still have joy. Because we are saved by the grace of God and know that after this life, we have life eternal in heaven forevermore. That's what our hope is. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read again, okay, from the 15th verse down through verse 19. I'm going to quickly do it. Because I want you to get the whole picture. It was there. The word was there and it's near them, and now they had to make a choice. If you don't make the right choice, trouble is on hand, okay? See that I have set before thee this day life and good, death and evil. In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. You're going to a land that God's prepared for you. He opened it up. He made everyone, where you get there, you're going there to possess it. And everything will be good if you keep these commandments. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, listen to what he said. I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. Surely perish. And that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. You won't be able to enjoy that land if you reject God. So tonight, if you reject God, you will not be able to enjoy the glories of heaven. You won't be able to walk down the street of gold. You won't be able to see that. You won't be able to rejoice with those saints of God that have already gone on. You won't see them again. But if you will accept him as your personal Savior, and I'm looking at people I know, but somebody might be troubled tonight. I don't know, see. Let me share this with you. A thought just came to me a minute. Somebody that's never been saved, and somebody that has been saved, but they have drifted away from God, and they're backslidden. They're in the same boat. They're in a sinking ship. till they make it right with God. So tonight you might just be backslidden. You might be away from God. You got to move up. Move up. Don't reject Him. Know that because I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. He was putting it pretty stout, wasn't he? That's the preaching that we used to hear. This kind of preaching that he's doing here, that's what we heard when we were young. You know, you talk about the hellfire and brimstone preaching, that's what we were. People today don't want to hear that because you know why? It brings conviction. And nobody wants to be convicted. They will be patted on the back and say everything's all right. But listen, you have to feel that condemnation. I believe it says you have to be of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's who he's favored. Such as has that. You can't be saved with a smile on your face and all happy. It's broken. You know what Brother Billy said? You can't be saved until you're lost, till you know that you're lost. When you recognize you're lost, then you'll be saved. That's why I say when I was 12 years old, I didn't realize I was lost till it was brought to my attention. And then I got to think about it, and I knew I was. See? So then I had to seek salvation. Tonight, if you're here and you're not saved, and you feel that, knock on your heart's door. Open it up. Because listen, God's not going to break it down to get in there. He's going to knock. He's going to speak. He's going to tug. And then you're going to have to open. Because it's your choice. See? He don't make you love Him. He don't make you serve Him. He don't make us serve Him and love Him tonight. He gives us that choice to do that. And it's teetotally, completely up to us. But the downside is what I'm leading to you right now if you don't. If you reject Him, know what's going to happen. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. So he said, choose life. I'm setting it before you. You can go either way. It's your choice. But choose life so that you and your seed can live. Tonight, if you want to make heaven your home, don't reject Jesus Christ. Don't reject the gospel. Don't reject the only thing that will take you to glory. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and thou mayest obey His voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life and the length of days, and that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. So he said, if you want to inherit that land that God promised you, had made a promise through your forefathers, then you got to accept what I'm telling you. But if you reject me, I denounce you. You're not going to have a part of it. You're not going to enjoy it. So tonight, the choice is yours. You know, what are you going to choose? You're going to choose heaven? You're going to choose hell? I mean, I don't know how to put it any other way. That's about that's the way it's going to be. There's not a third place. It's one or the other. And the way to escape hell is to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Tonight, the choice is yours. If I could choose for you, and somebody else, if any of us could choose for you that have been saved by the grace of God, that know how good it is to be a child of God, we would do it in a heartbeat. But we can't. It has to be you giving yourself to the Lord. In the book of Joshua, the 24th chapter, and everybody knows this whole story, so I'm not going to read it all, okay, but I'm going to read two verses, I think, where Joshua's talk to the children of Israel. See, the children of Israel weren't always perfect in what they did. They had to be hammered every once in a while. They had to be chastised every once in a while. And God took care of it. He knows how to chastise us. And you know what the Bible says about that? He chastises them He loves. Those that He loves every once in a while. Because He wants you to live right. And if you start doing something or getting out of the way a little bit, here comes the chastising rod of God, because He loves you, not because He hates you, see. In the 14th verse of the 24th chapter of Joshua, it said, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord." So it's having some problems with them. They'd come out, you know, God had delivered them, and they even knew it, sent the hornet in and opened up the way for them. They said all that even before this. You know, he said, you know, but you've got to put away all those. See, they was having some idolatry in it, undoubtedly. And he said, you got to get rid of all those gods. Because if you got them in your life, you can't serve the true and living God. You know, now you can't serve mammon and God at the same time. And he said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, I hope and pray tonight no one here would think that. There would be evil to serve the Lord. I pray tonight that you, if the Lord is dealing with you, the Spirit deals with you. Because listen, I told you a while ago that you wouldn't stand in judgment not having a chance to be saved. And you won't. The Lord will reveal himself to you because he said he would. And God will not lie. And he will reveal himself. And then in the end, he said it, I think it's in Hebrews where it says, you know, we're all going to die, and after death comes judgment. So we're all going to stand in judgment. And the way we'll hear that enter in to the Lord is to have accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Live for him through this life. He said here, he said, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He said, it's your choice. He's telling them, I want you to serve the Lord because that's who took care of us. But if you want to serve the gods that your fathers served and the ones that they served in the other, listen, it's your choice. But you're not going to have the good things. You know, you can serve, there's all kinds of gods in this world, and you can serve them if you want to. See, God's not, he did, the God that we serve, the God of Israel, the God of the Bible, the one that we serve, the true and living God, the only God, you can go ahead and serve those idols if you want to. But you're going to miss heaven doing that. Because the only way to heaven is through God's Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. But you can see, like I'm saying, he's not going to force you to love him and come serve him. But the way is there. He's laid everything out for you. He's put it out to you. He's given you an opportunity. He's called you to repentance. And you can choose to or not. And it's up to you. The choice is yours. No, we would choose for you, but no. You got to make that choice and pray and pray and pray. And as I'm not going to read the rest of that story, but if you read the rest of that, you'll see that the people told Joshua, said, we will serve the Lord. And he first wasn't really sold on it, that they was really going to do it. So he went on down, and they said it again. And then he sent them off to their reward for what they were going to do. So they did do right. They did accept. But if he hadn't put it to them that way, would he? Would they? You know, we've got to hear the truth. The truth is what sets us free tonight. And that's why it's so important for us to preach the gospel without fear or favor of man. You know, we got to do it the way that God would have us do. In Mark, the 10th chapter, a very familiar reading that you read about a young rich ruler that came to Jesus and asked him what he had to do to inherit eternal life. And Jesus told him, you know, what he had to do to keep the commandments. And he told him some of the 10, not all of them, but part of them. And he answered and said, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and take up the cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. He wasn't willing. See, the Lord knew him. He knew his heart. He knew his mind. He knew what he was thinking. But when he was thinking he was pretty good because he kept the Ten Commandments, you know, because he had kept those. He'd been taught to do that, and he'd kept those. But Jesus said, but you still lack one thing. He wasn't willing to give up the worldly things for salvation. You got to be willing to give up the world. You got to love the Lord. You got to love the heavenly things, laying up your treasures in heaven. You know, we do that. But he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Tonight, let's don't put ourselves in that position. He had a chance. You know, all he had to do was say, he could have done like Zacchaeus said, Lord, if I've done wrong, I'll give back. I forgot what percent, but said, he was going to make everything right. And you know what Jesus told him? He said, Today, salvation has come to your house today. When he said that. Tonight, all you got to do is give it all to the Lord. And give it all to him completely. And look to him for the only place you can find help. The only place that you can find salvation. I'm going to share a couple more places with you, and then we'll be closing here in a little bit. Hey, the Word is what's going to do the work, the trick tonight. The Word is what pierces the heart. It's what wakes you up inside and makes you know, hey, listen, where am I at? What am I doing? Tonight, listen to the voice of the Lord. Listen to Him. It's a small, still voice. It's not a loud voice. It's not thunder and lightning. It could be. But He speaks in a small, still voice that gets into you where you can hear it and draws you to an altar of repentance. In the 6th chapter of John, verse 63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Now this is Jesus talking, but I'm reading it to you. The words I'm speaking to you right now, the words that I'm speaking to you are what Jesus said, and those words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. I'm reading it, but Jesus said it, and that's where life's at. That's written life. But there are some of you that believe not. Okay, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray Him. And He said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come to Me except it were given unto him of My Father. So that's why I keep saying, if the Lord's drawing you, if you feel that tugging, that hear that small, still voice speaking, that's the Lord inviting you to come. That's the only time that you can be saved is when the Lord is actually speaking to you, drawing you to an altar of repentance. But you seek Him. And there it said, therefore said I unto you that no man come unto Me except it were given you of My Father. From that time many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. They just wouldn't accept that. Tonight you gotta accept that Jesus made a way and that you can't come to Him just when you get ready. See, God's gotta draw you. That's what Jesus said. No man come to Me except the Father draw him. So they both work together. God draws and Jesus saves. And it takes that connection. A lot of people, they don't. And then said Jesus unto the 12. When the disciples left, He turned to the 12. The apostles, we call them, are 12 disciples. And He said, will ye also go away? He gave them a choice too. Those other people left. Do you want to leave too? Are you going to go away? Are you going to stay? But listen to what Peter said. This is the answer. Then Simon Peter answered Him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life, and we believe and are sure that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered them, have I not chosen you 12 and one of the devil? And then He spoke about Jesus Christ. But Peter answered with the right answer. He knew. He said, no, we don't have nowhere else to go. There is nowhere else to go. Tonight, any other place would be trouble. Any other place would be awful. That with Jesus, you're going to have peace and comfort and joy, even in this present world. And I'm glad tonight we can hold on to that and claim it for ourselves. I know, and listen to this, it's a free. It's free to you. When Jesus hung on the cross and died and shed that blood, and it flowed down Calvary's hill, and it's still flowing today, still covering sin, still washing it away. He did that freely. He was obedient unto the end, what God sent Him to do. Tonight, that call still goes out to a lost and dying world. Tonight, I know a lot of you, and I know most of you. Some of you I don't know, and I don't know who's troubled and who's not, and who's lost, who's saved. I know most of you, I know your life, you know. But in your heart, I can't see it. But I know about your life. I see your fruits. I see your life, and I can look at that and know pretty much that that's a Christian way to walk. Some of you I don't know, so I don't know if you need help tonight from the Lord, if you need a touch from the Lord, but if you do, He stands ready to answer that. He stands ready to give you that. I can't give it to you. Brother Mike can't give it to you. We just can't, but we will pray with you. We'll pray for you. And the Lord, if He's drawing tonight, today is the day of salvation. When the Lord speaks to you, what are you going to do? You're going to reject Him? You're going to accept Him? If you're here tonight and the Lord's speaking to you, you're going to... It's your choice. Okay? It's your choice. Are you going to accept Him or are you going to reject Him? Are you going to hold on to eternal life or eternal punishment? You think about it like that. Eternal life is... Eternal happiness is going to be in heaven. There ain't nothing going to be bad in heaven. when you get there and everything is just perfect. I mean, you know, we can't fathom it, can we? I mean, it's not here. It's not here. A lot of people think this is heaven. You know what? A lot of people think, if it is, son, but it's not. And if they think it, if you think that, you're missing the boat. But this and this, a lot of people think it's hell, too. Nothing farther from the truth. Hell is an awful place. And we don't want to go there. And the only way to escape it tonight, Brother Mike, as we get ready with the song, the only way to escape that tonight is for you to choose Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Come to know Him in the free pardons of sin and be a soldier for Him. Live for Him. Be found doing work for Him till you go home. See, it's not just a one-time thing. It's living for Him when here in this world. And you know, you're going to live for Him here and then live with Him later on for an eternity. Tonight, my prayer is, and our prayer here, all God's people pray that if you're lost and unsaved, if you're backslidden, if you're unsaved, you get saved. If you're backslidden, that you'd move up, pick up your cross, and follow the Lord. Brother Mike, we'll turn it over to you.